with on-demand talk shows 24/7.
High speed, powerful.
This is TalkZone.com. Now, more lawyers who needs them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Well, Professor Staccato is playing that cool jazz today. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And again, we are the only nationally syndicated legal radio show in the country with our own orchestra.
That's right.
Let that be said. All right. Yep. Well, folks, it's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. All right, well, guess what? I'm sorry, folks, but when it comes to nostrils, we can't let it go. We've got a segment we want to talk to you about. Lindsay Lohan sets off her scram device. You know what? That happened last week. It smelled alcohol.
Right.
And so what we did was we sought the counsel of a scram expert.
Yeah.
And this guy, it's very hard to take him seriously because of his name. His name is A.J. Giggler.
Yeah, right. That's some name, Giggler.
Giggler.
Well, I mean, you know, well, after all, the name of the device is Scram.
His Scram.
So as he scrams, he giggles.
He giggles.
So he was giggling quite a bit when he this thing came about.
Yeah.
Her reports indicated that the Scram device that she wears on her ankle smelled the alcohol, as we said. I think we've advised you before this, and that it's a device that has what we might call nostril-like
receptors.
Parts or receptors,
all right,
that receive the alcohol. In fact, if you threw alcohol on it, it would show.
It would go off.
Know. So it gets it through the perspiration and various things. And, of course, Lindsay has been perspiring quite a bit lately because she's been doing all these naughty things.
Right.
And we follow, you know, the arrogance of the rich and famous is brought to you for the reason to show you how people who have every privilege take advantage of it and break the law because they think they're above the law. When, in fact, they're below the law. They're below even our middle-class moral
values
mm-hmm. which you and I adhere to.
We try.
In any
of course, if we had a scram attached to us,
well,
those nostrils would be flaring.
But we haven't done it. We're not on probation.
No, that's
the reason,
right.
The reason they gave her these nostrils or the scram device is because she's running around
she's
drunk
in trouble.
All of the
right.
time.
And we have not because we have been arrested 36 times, but no convictions.
That's right.
All right.
But she's driving around drunk and with drugs and with everything else.
Right.
And so anyway, it apparently the perspiration, her perspiration indicates or carries the alcohol to the scram device.
And the scram.
And they know she's been drinking.
Now, and Giggler says it was for real.
Well, I think the answer to this is to give her jail time. This business of letting her run around with a bracelet and so forth.
Really?
Now, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Let's, we're going to keep track of the scram and we're going to keep track of Mr. Giggler.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you.
And Lindsay, who nobody can keep track of.
Right. Exactly. Not even herself. Right. Now, here's a cool one. Oh, Jesse James, the estranged husband of Sandra Bullock, is embroiled in a custody dispute with his first wife, who happens to be a porn star, Janine Lindemolder. And for an update, when it comes to porn stars.
The thing is this.
My partner Jim is right on it.
Well, apparently, I thought, you know, Bullock, Sandy Bullock, Sandra Bullock was a, you know, kind of a legit person. When
seems
you see
like
her.
It.
She looks like a straight-laced gal, but
she married Jesse James.
She's Bicycle Jesse here, who's as nutty as a fruitcake, and who's been with many women. He's had a lot of affairs while married. But the big thing is he's somewhere with porn stars, and his favorite porn star seems to be this lady who was called Janine Lindemolder.
Now, her stage name is Janine.
Her stage name is Janine.
But her last name is Lindemolder.
Lindemolder, which is, of course, a German name, and undoubtedly she has a history. Well, we looked up some research, and we found that during the early days of her career in the pornographic thing, she would star at the Hofbrauhaus during the Oktoberfest in Munich. Yeah, from Munich. When they were down, the people would be drinking the beer and singing, "Ein Pols, it, Ein Pols."
And what was she doing?
Height, and she was wiggling and jiggling during the Ambrosia. Every time they lifted the beer, a little wiggle.
Oh,
was she wriggling during the proceedings there, but she was some kind of a porn star. She did things that nobody could do. You could do it in a tree. She could do it in a cave. She could do it on a high wire. She was the star of the show. Janine Linda Müller.
Absolutely.
Oh, the Wiggler from Munich. So there we are. But I mean, this guy's a bum, and he goes with these kind of people. In the meantime, naturally, Sandra Bullock and he are involved in a divorce.
Right.
And he's fighting custody.
So he's in trouble with everybody.
Well, he's a...
He might not have any money left over when he's done.
Well, I don't know.
How does a guy like that make money?
Well, he sells bicycles.
He sells motorcycles.
Right.
He's got that custom motorcycle shop.
Yes, he did.
Maybe he could do a custom motorcycle for lawyers who needs them.
Maybe he could.
What would it look like?
Hell. it's an interesting thing that his name, he carries
Jesse
the name
James.
Of a very famous bank robber.
That's right.
Well, Jesse, I would like to wish you good luck, but you're a bum.
And with that, we're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.